This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Six people have died at a dairy in Weld County from an apparent accident involving exposure to gas, authorities say. The coroner said the dead are all male and Hispanic. Crews entered a confined space at Prospect Valley Dairy Wednesday and recovered the bodies. Officials say they did not find anything criminal in nature. A Republican state lawmaker has resigned early rather than face a censure vote. Democrats plan to censure Representative Ryan Armagost for taking and sharing a surreptitious photo of a female colleague earlier this year. Armagost snapped the photo during a floor vote and shared it in a GOP group chat where members mocked the lawmaker's outfit in sexual terms. The photo was also posted on social media by an anonymous account. Armagost had already announced he would leave office at the end of the month for unrelated reasons. President Donald Trump is once again demanding the release of former Mesa County clerk Tina Peters. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Trump said on social media Thursday morning that Peters did nothing wrong and that if she's not released, he will, quote, take harsh measures. It's unclear what those measures would be. The federal government has limited options since Peters was convicted by a jury on state charges and incarcerated last year. While Mesa County clerk, she enabled a man to get unauthorized access to her county's election equipment with passwords and copies of hard drives later posted online. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's 7:06.